The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
Tanya Khoury, a very official good morning to you. 7:18, what were the big stories that us South Africans were talking about this week?
Well, definitely the budget speech, Howard, we spoke about that earlier. That took up a good 29.5% of our conversation. And the story converged with Eskom as everybody waited for Tito Mboweni to talk about next steps with Eskom, and Eskom comes in at 22.7%. So those two stories alone make up 50% of our conversation this week.
50%, incredible. Eskom and Eskom and the budget. Yeah. Well, correct. I think it, you know, the problem with the Eskom story is that it's absolutely conflated with everything. It is so important to South African life that you almost can't have a conversation about anything without Eskom.
Exactly. You're quite right. You're quite right. But isn't it amazing how the lights have stayed on? Imagine that.
Yes, yes. It just seems
funny. Hey, when Praveen goes in with an axe and then the next thing you know, the lights are back on. Well, I wonder why.
I would love to have been at those meetings. Can you imagine what went on, you know, especially after they embarrassed the president like they did? And it was so clearly intentional. I mean, 3 days later and all six generators or seven generators goes down on the same day. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Like, really, they think we're stupid. And then the lights stay on. You know, if you wanted to continue with your ruse, you should at least keep the load shedding schedule for a couple of weeks. But now we're all back to normal. Like, I downloaded all the apps. I don't need them anymore. Come on, you're wasting phone space here.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing. What are the other big stories?
Well, the third largest story is state capture inquiry. And I think it also relates back to Eskom as well. I mean, Eskom's is the focus of the state capture inquiry this week and today. Yesterday they swore in all the affidavits and the files and that. I don't know if you watched yesterday.
No,
but they
I didn't.
Had a whole library. When I say library, Howard, I mean four shelves of files on Eskom that had to be committed into evidence before they can actually start questioning people. This thing is so big, and I'm wondering how long this will continue for. I mean, it's going to certainly continue beyond the elections, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question it has to. I think it's going to take the amount of time that it's going to take to unravel this.
And, you know, yesterday, because the state capture inquiry ended early, they put the files into evidence, and then they adjourned for the day. And because I was sick, I had nothing to watch, and I was feeling very disappointed at state capture inquiry. So I made my way along to the Mahoro inquiry.
Yes.
Oh, my word. That state capture inquiry for higher grade people. Oh,
really?
My goodness. I couldn't work out what the hell was going on.
So you couldn't follow it.
Well, yesterday I started to pick up because we had Jiba on the stand. And it was her – they work differently to state capture. So there you get to put your case forward with your attorney first, and then afterwards they cross-examine you. So it was her time yesterday, and she got up and she was giving her testimony. Firstly, she is astonishingly beautiful. And the social media commentary on YouTube, I just love that. Nobody could take their eyes off her only because she's so beautiful. Okay, number one.
And we like beautiful people, don't we?
We do. We can't take our eyes off them. And I think that was the big thing. And then her story was so compelling. Of course it was denied. She's never met Angelo Grisi. Met him.
Okay. Good to know.
So this story about calling her a snake is all rubbish because she never met him, never took any money off him. That's her story.
Does she have a Louis Vuitton bag next to her, though?
She was dressed particularly well, I have to give it.
I actually need to, you know, we do a marketing show every Monday, and I actually have to ask Dina Diamond, who's our marketing expert this coming Monday, is this good? Is state capture good or bad for Louis Vuitton's marketing and branding? I think it's a real question, no?
It is actually a real question.
I'm fascinated by it. Is it good or bad? I'd love your thoughts. 34519. Are you suspicious of every person you see now with a Louis Vuitton bag? Do you think that they're part of a government conspiracy or not? I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. So what else was of interest to us, Tanya?
Well, number four was Caster Semenya. And my word, you know, one thing's for sure, Caster must know, South Africa is behind her 100%.
Brilliant.
Like, I didn't see one bad post from South Africa about Caster Semenya. And there was a journalist, I'm just trying to see, UK writer, mm-hmm. that wrote the most horrific tweet about Caster Semenya. And good heavens, did South Africa take her to town? It was Katie Hopkins.
Oh, Katie Hopkins.
I know. Listen to what she wrote. On. She said... I don't know if I can say this because in the car, but Olympic champion Caster Semenya arrives at tribunal in Switzerland for a landmark case that will challenge how many testicles you can have to compete as a woman in Olympic sport.
Such a disgusting tweet.
Isn't actually, she a horrible person?
She's a horrible person. I did see that. And you just wonder how somebody can be so brutal and cold.
She's a woman.
Yeah. Look. I don't, sadly, Tanya, it's a whole different conversation, but from my experience, in helping and working with women, in the workplace is, and the empowerment of women in the workplace, sometimes the biggest challenges we have are other women. It's a terrible thing. It's actually a very, very big problem. And whether that's sort of an internalized gender bias and all sorts of things, I don't think that misogyny only towards women only comes from men. I think it can come from other women as well. And I think we do have to be careful about this. Katie Hopkins thing was absolutely vile.
It's revolting. Yeah. Absolutely revolting. Regardless of her tweet, though, Caster Semenya comes in as the biggest positive net sentiment this week with 3.34%. And she battles a very difficult chart. So for her to come on top is certainly impressive. So we are behind you, Caster. Run, my girl. Run.
Absolutely. It's just an incredible thing how behind her South Africans are. And it's what I also find interesting is that it's actually quite uniting. You know,
yes, I love it.
Yeah.
One thing we all state capture.
Sure, that is true.
Certainly no state capture could bring a nation together as well. So Caster certainly makes a very big impact on the chart. Just behind her is Bosasa, as their bank accounts got frozen and they're going to liquidation. So
also interesting.
Another Bell Pottinger fell.
Absolutely. Tanya Crew, we're going to be back with you in just a few moments. We're going to go to news headlines. We're going to go to the riddle first, then news headlines, and then sports. Leslie wants to know, but it's fine for transgender people to participate as they choose their sex. Leslie, we actually had this conversation with Louis Karpis yesterday, because Martina Navratilova came out very strongly in support of Caster Semenya, but she also said that it is unfair for men who identify as women to compete against women, and then because then they can suddenly still go back and choose to have babies. She was severely criticized, Martina Navratilova, for saying that, but I'm not sure that I disagree with what she's saying. She's saying, you know, we can respect transgender people, we can call them as their pronoun, whatever they want to be called, but it's still different to allow them to compete against women, for example. So it's an interesting one. Time is 7:30. Let's play this game. Tanya, what are the other big stories?
Patrice Motsepe made a big impact.
Yes.
So I didn't know that he is Cyril Ramaphosa's brother-in-law.
Oh, didn't you? No, I did know that. But I didn't know that there's another family member that
Jeff Radebe.
Yes, so that I didn't realize that he was related. So this is like the royal
This is
like the royal family of the ANC, isn't it?
It sounds like it. Sounds a little bit back to the ancient colonial days. But anyway, I didn't say that live on radio.
Mm, you didn't. But no one heard you.
Accused of going to be the biggest beneficiary of the Eskom unbundling. You know, I love PR because he did a swift press conference and all of a sudden the story was dead. So you see, in PR 101, when somebody attacks you, get up and defend yourself. It's as simple as that.
Interesting.
And the Nation didn't buy it. I mean, Julius Malema broke the story, and then the Nation was like, look, Eskom's got to be unbundled, Julius.
Yeah, and we would rather it would be unbundled with somebody that we trust and somebody who's got a history in business rather than
somebody that brought Beyonce to the country.
Oh, it's a nutty.
No, don't laugh.
No.
That's what the Nation said.
Rubbish.
I don't care he brought me Beyonce.
No, you're making this up. You're not allowed to make up the information, Tanya.
Promise you. And then you've got to think, well, that's a masterstroke in PR, isn't it?
Yeah. Although that said, in fairness to the bloke, you know, even if he's corrupt, which I don't believe he is, I'm not saying that. What did the Guptas ever bring to the country?
Exactly.
So that's the point. So he's still doing a tremendous amount. He has done a tremendous amount of good for the country, which if he was all about enriching himself, then really would we have seen any of that? And we've seen his organizations for charity and for the incredible amount of work that Patrice
Prayer Day, that's him.
Absolutely. Patrice Motsepe has done an amazing amount for this country. If he was in it only just to enrich himself, why would he have done any of that?
And he's done so much for this country without being a politician, you know, like, so now just because he has got the independent power supply doesn't mean that he's the corrupt one, guys, you know, he's our alternative and we should be embracing him.
Well, you see, I think that's the problem is South Africans are so skeptical and we are so damaged that we actually have no idea how to. Now everything is going to be viewed with skepticism, correctly so, but unfortunately we need to be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
You know, Howard, you're so right. I often use the analogy of an abused marriage. We are a partner in an abused marriage and we've been beaten so much that even when good news comes, we're like, I'm not sure if the clop is coming afterwards.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And are we going to be taken once again? Any other big stories?
Yes, the UDM launched their manifesto. I didn't understand it. Bunta Halamisa wants to be deputy president. What?
All right.
What? I mean, surely you're gunning for presidency. Isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, wow. Anyway. Yeah, aspire a little higher.
I don't know about that one, but that pushed elections 2019 into the eighth spot. And that's because we've had just so much else to deal with this week with the budget, etc. And then your men's conference. Yay!
Oh, did it finally make the charts?
It finally made the charts. It's number 9. I was so happy to see it was there.
For me and Sanati and Lindy, we love that story.
It extended way beyond Valentine's Day. Those particular stories were way beyond Valentine's Day. I think you'll still find them online today. So that made number 9. And then the DA put up another billboard. Even after we spoke to them, Howard.
They're not listening to us.
They said, listen to us.
And we're trying, hey? We really are giving them the best advice they will ever get.
I know, and we don't even charge for it.
It's true.
Gracious me.
Yeah, maybe that's the difference. Maybe
there are a few stories that don't make the charts that probably should have. And I was a bit disappointed that I couldn't talk about them. The one is the Mahoro inquiry. I was talking about it earlier, but Lawrence Marebi was up on the stand yesterday, and Advocate Bauer is a absolute fire starter. She is just brilliant. She tore him to shreds. And even the judge went, you were doing very well, but fix that question. Even the judge was on his side.
Wow.
So if you've got nothing to do today you're going to see Nkobo Jiba get up and defend herself. So if anything's worth watching, it's that thing. And then another thing that didn't make the charts was the Good Party Manifesto, your Auntie Pat. Her manifesto, it bombed.
I can't tell you, I'm shocked.
No, I'm with you. And then, of course, the Wolfgut restaurant made restaurant the best restaurant in the world.
That's incredible. You know, I saw this and I wondered if it was going to make the charts at all.
Didn't quite, but certainly a big accolade for Brand South Africa. So nice one. Brilliant. Another two that didn't make the charts, which I found disappointing, was Adriano Mazzotti. This story is going to be a big one. This illegal tobacco trading. That didn't come through. And Pule Mabe and the sexual harassment claims was dismissed this week, and that didn't make a big impact. But Cape Town will be disappointed to know that the Armed Forces Day didn't make the charts.
Well, it should have, because it was honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It was.
I don't know if any of you saw that video of our armed forces marching in a parade. It looked like it was outside Muizenberg. Wow. It is probably one of the funniest videos you will ever see. God forbid there is a war in South Africa. If Lesotho ever invades us, we are history. We won't last 5 minutes because we can't even march in the same direction.
I'm telling you, and the Catonians bleated so hard about the Meisenberg display, but it was only in Cape Town. Nobody else cared. Some people had a conspiracy theory that it was a show of force in case with the election something happened, so there was that conspiracy.
Well, I think then that backfired because...
But yeah, after what you've just said, I don't think that worked at all. And another story I really wanted to make the charts was when I win 225 million lotto, I will. And that was a hashtag making its way around Twitter, and a lot of them were saying I'd give it to Eskom.
Yeah, I saw, we saw that yesterday. We spoke about it on the show. Somebody tweeted, I just hope Eskom wins that 125 million. Tanya Currie, this is unfortunately where we have to love and leave you. It is 7:45. You have a fantastic weekend. Always fantastic. Always wonderful to chat to you.